This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Z coming up now into hour number four. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. 60 minutes from now. I promise to go to your calls. I'm going to jam in four callers before she takes over. Let's go to Wayne and then Jim and then Danny and James. Wayne in Washington, thanks for holding her on the air. Is Wayne gone? All right, Wayne, thank you, sir.
Hey.
Hello? Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to say something about your merchandise. The beetroot is really, really good. The liver cleanse is really, really good. And I've got more action across the United States, all the way from Maine to Panama City in Florida, in regards to your T-shirts. The most active T-shirt that I ever wore that got conversations rolling and looking into who you are was the Hillary for prison in 2016. That one was a big one, and it really helped a lot.
Yeah, I think we'll put a deep state for prison shirt up. No, when we went to the RNC in 2016 in Cleveland, a third of the people were wearing that shirt, and that's when the deep state went, we're going to get this guy. I mean, because I'm there, there's like 100,000 people, and we put out hundreds of thousands of those T-shirts. We sold most of them at cost, like $6 a piece. The listeners really got excited about that shirt. We sold 300,000 of them, and 50 to 100,000 showed up, and it made the deep state crap their britches.
I go all across the United States. I ended up in a situation in Grand Junction, Colorado, wearing that shirt. Four guys stopped their car right downtown Grand Junction in Colorado, and they were walking up, and I knew this was not looking good. And they saw that shirt on me, and I thought I was going to tie into it with these four big guys. They got close enough to read it, and it said, Hillary for prison. And then they backed off, and then I got high fives from them, but they thought I was down there in Grand Junction spouting Hillary for president.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you, you put an InfoWars shirt on, it's an adventure. I mean, it's an adventure.
That's, look, your vitamins are great. I love the, like I said, the beetroot and the liver cleanse and the both male and female vitality, they're good. But I do love your T-shirts.
Well, let me tell you, we're going to put out a new Hunter Biden for prison shirt, or maybe a deep state for prison shirt. What do you think new shirt we should put out?
Tell everybody that Hunter's name is not Hunter. That's his middle name, and his name is actually Rob. That's not his real name. He's convicted. He's a convicted pedophile.
Well, what he is a piece of garbage. I appreciate your call, Wayne. Jim in Kentucky, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Remember the Alamo. This is our time to defend it now, the border. I think we need to get Texans down there for whatever junk cars they can drag down there. If we need to drag a line across that border, we drag a line across the border. This is our, you know, this is our time to prove ourselves. And the other thing is making sure that Soros is prosecuted as a terrorist. Him supplying money to these different judges and these different prosecutors. They're terrorists, too. Enforce the law. Make sure your congressman, your Senate, your House, call them every day if you need to. Tell them we want these terrorists arrested. George Soros, all his assets frozen.
I totally agree George Soros is as bad as it gets. But he himself is a front. The State Department uses him. Trump ended the State Department, WHO, and border deal, and the whole replacement migration refugee program. But, yeah, it's our government doing this through Soros.
I know, but they're paying – George Soros is paying FBI officials and CIA officials, and they need to be arrested for terrorism, too. Anybody involved with George Soros is a terrorist and needs to be arrested and put in prison as the terrorist law states.
Amen to that, Jim. I can't disagree with you.
Well, have a great day. Thank you, brother.
All right. Two final calls, and Maria Z from Australia, the beta test for all of this, is straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Just give them the freedom. Just give us the freedom to spare your lives. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support. We now take you live to the front lines of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots!
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We got that famous Austin rock band, AC/DC, bringing us in. For those that are about to be counted, crank it up. We're going to take two more calls and over to Maria's knee. Pills out like nobody else in the world. We wish we weren't number one, folks, but we are. We're not backing down. Responsibility's ours. Igniting liberty worldwide! For those about to rock, we salute you! All right, Danny and then James. Danny, you're on the air from the great state of Kentucky. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm fired up, brother.
I hear you, my man. Well, I'm going to play a little Crowder with you and try to change your mind about an issue.
Yes, sir.
You referenced the Buffalo shooting a few times, and I did a little checking into that. So I think it was on your show. I know it was on Bandot Video. There was a firearms expert talking about the proficiency of the shooter in that whole scenario, how quick he had target acquisition, how well-trained he appeared to be, and all of that. And for just a real short side road, do you know the name Stan Meyer?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Stan Meyer was in the 70s or 80s. He patented a water-powered vehicle, water-powered car.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, yes. Well, the security guard at that grocery in Buffalo, his name was Aaron Salter. He owned AWS Hydrogen Technologies and had four patents out for water-powered vehicles.
I remember that. People thought, yeah, that was weird.
So that's the thing. So was it actually a white supremacist thing, or was it actually another federal false flag?
Well, there's so many false flags, you know, I who knows? I mean, I said a month before they're going to target black grocery stores because they were hyping it up so much.
Right. It's very coincidental. I mean, when do coincidences quit being coincidences? But that he had these patents. And just to reference something you were talking about with a caller earlier about investing. Now, I don't recommend this for everybody because options are a little risky. But I will say, when this whole fiasco started with Bud Light, I shorted the company.
That was a smart move. I bet you made some money.
Well, my options do not expire until January, and the next earnings call isn't until July. And so, yes, it's already printing money for me. But come July, that earnings call, I think it's going to pay out very well.
I never thought of that. Short Bud Light. Yeah, I'm not saying do that, but that sounds like a pretty good bet.
Yeah, like I said, not financial advice, but
yeah,
I feel
short,
really
short Anheuser-Busch. And I never got to it today. Did you see, in fact, get it queued up. Did you see the new Miller Lite said, hold my beer, which was number one until 20 years ago. They now came out with a whole feminist garbage.
Right. And it's funny to use the word garbage because what their campaign is, they're saying, send us all of your old beer advertisement with women in bikinis and all that. We're going to compost it. Let our worms turn that into fertilizer and grow what we're going to grow the wheat and barley and everything to make your beer out of that.
We can all go from local brewers. I got to say, Bud Light tastes like rat piss. I don't know anybody drinks it. Thank you so much for the call.
And I will tell you, yes, sir. You have a good one, Alex.
Thank you. All right. We got one more call before Maria Z takes over. But since we mentioned I meant to get to it, there's a full article on InfoWars. So weeks after Bud Light loses 25% of its stock, 29% of its market share, the biggest plunge ever, get woke, go broke. Now another piss beer producer, sorry we drink Miller Lite, but give me a break, folks. That's not beer. They have now come out with a woman lecturing you, apologizing for women in bikinis. We're loving women in bikinis. We're loving fun. That is, you're at the beach. You're having a good time. People are playing volleyball. She apologizes. So having sex with kids is okay, and all this sexualization of kids, but men and women having a good time, that's a bad idea. Here's the ad.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis. Wow. Look at this. Wild. It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their shit, but the whole beer industry's shit. Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this shit and buying it back so that they can turn it into good shit for women brewers. Literally, good shit. How, you ask? Ladies, take it away.
First, we turn the bad shit into compost. Then we heat compost to worms. We shit out beautiful fertilizer.
That good shit helps farmers grow quality hops,
which is then donated to women brewers to make their own really good shit.
But there's definitely more shit out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement, send any shit you got into Miller Lite, and they'll turn that into good shit, too.
So the idea is...
So here's to women, because without us...
Men are out to get women, and men having a good time is bad. Kill your brand, but it's all weaponized. Men and women are the same species. We're on the same team. They're out to get us all. The system's not for women, folks. Evil corporations are trying to manipulate you. Let's go to James in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead. And then a very powerful, evil woman who supports freedom, Maria Z, takes over. James in Michigan. Go ahead.
Alex. Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say a couple of things. So the definition of fascism by Mussolini is the marriage between the state and corporation. We have to realize that the establishment, the globalists, they believe in a public-private partnership. That is fascism. And the left and right, these are distractions. They use cultural Marxism to divide us against each other so we can't react to their massive, crazy plans. Fascism, the collaboration between the state and government, it will naturally create corruption and will cause otherwise preventable death and famine. And I wanted to say something also recently, last few days, my head has been, like, buzzing, like, because my head's in a microwave. And I started doing some research, and I looked up Havana Syndrome, and I heard of that. But then I look at the bottom of the Wikipedia page, and it says, in March, they were researching it at Wayne State University. It says, the Pentagon is funding experiments on animals, exposing them to extended period of time to RF energy. And attempt to recreate Havana Syndrome. I live in Michigan.
There's major studies that 5G and other stuff creates the Havana Syndrome and all the rest of it. And the government gets sick around all these antennas, and they blame the Russians when it's their own damn antennas.
Yeah, so I'm actually a physicist. I'm actually an electromagnetic physicist, and I've actually worked on 5G. I'm not really sold on the 5G, but I'm willing to bet that there's other frequencies that they're potentially using low orbit satellites with phased array antennas to target maybe people they deem as right-wing extremists to try to maybe scramble the brain.
Do this. Send me. You know that's in the studies. Send a show tips, a report. We'll probably get you on as a guest. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling, James. All right, I'm going to play a little clip because she's from Australia of Humongous and Road Warriors saying, just give us the gas, we spare your lives. They're cutting off our gas. They're cutting off our fuel. This is the real control. Then she'll take over. We're going to skip this network break. And the last network break, she gets her time back. She does an amazing job. Maria Z from Australia. But here is Humongous.
The Lord Humongous, the warrior of the wasteland, the Ayatollah of rock and roller.
I am gravely disappointed. Again, you have made me unleash my dogs of war. Look at what remains.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know, the way that they do this in Australia is that they've been doing this for a very long time. They bring these people in. They don't speak the language. They don't have the skills, or they come here and they say, oh, I'm sick, I can't work. And then they become long-term welfare recipients. And in Australia, we don't really have a limit to how long you can be on welfare. So, you know, they've been training up the population for a UBI for a very long time. So these welfare, these migrants come in, you know, under the guise of helping Australia with our skill shortage. They get together in many, many people living in one home. Often that is the case. You know, I know of one particular house. I had 20 different people living in one house. Of course, the landlord didn't know. They were all collecting welfare, and when you've got 20 people under one roof collecting welfare, then they're doing pretty all right. And then they go to these English classes, the programs that Australia offers, you know, 2 years for an English class, and then if you need further classes, you can do it. And then you've got this waiting period before you can sit the English class again. I knew people, some of my clients on my caseload, that were doing these English classes in cycles for 20 years. 20 years in the country and not learning the language, sitting there on welfare. Now, again, the welfare system in the United States is very different, but the UBIs that they want to bring into every single country are the same. So what I'm telling you is, again, as Alex said, this is tested in Australia. It has been tested for a very long time. And as someone who was trying to get these people into work and watching them give every excuse under the sun, and then the government coming in and saying, oh, they've had a tough life because they're migrants, we've got to go easy on them. And, you know, it was unbelievable to me watching people get away with just mooching off the system for years on end. Needless to say, I was a very, very tough love employment consultant, very successful at getting people into work. But I did witness the government constantly making excuses for people being lazy, for people not working for years on end. And this is where this is heading. You know, all of these people that are flooding into the United States under the United Nations Replacement Migration Agenda. And as Alex so adequately put it, these people have, the United Nations has destroyed these people's countries in order to eventually bring them into the United States to collapse the country. And it's the same thing everywhere. You know, it's been happening in the UK for so long. For years now, for years, this stuff has been wargamed before it happened to the United States. The only difference is you've got this open border just inviting this invasion in. And not all of these people have ill intentions. But what will happen is they'll be given a UBI and they'll do whatever the government tells them because they are invaders. In the back of their mind, they know that they're invaders. So they'll comply with whatever the government tells them they need to do to stay in the country. And, you know, I mean, they've conditioned them from day dot. They're giving them these phones. The government is already providing for their needs. God only knows what these phones are for and how it'll be weaponized, whether there's, you know, frequencies that can come out of these phones that change these people's behavior. We don't know. We don't know what these if these phones that have been given to these migrants in the United States, These illegal aliens, I should say, are weapons. But what I can tell you is that the conditioning has started from day one. Here's the government's giving you, the government's providing for you. And they will be taught to accept a UBI and live by a UBI from the get-go. So that's a bit of background about how this is happening in lockstep in Australia as well. The other really interesting thing is that, you know, we just had a protest against this mass migration in Australia that's absolutely insane. You know, we've already got a housing shortage in this country. And the proposal from the government is that they're about to start giving grants to people to go and buy a house with a friend or a family member so that they can share their accommodation. You look at the plans of the United Nations, the WEF, for smart cities. It's all about communal living, you know, sharing living rooms. If you're not using your living room, your neighbor will use it, and sharing kitchens and sharing bathrooms. That's, again, it links into the transhumanist agenda and this transgender nonsense where you'll share a bathroom with the opposite gender. Well, they're dehumanizing you to the point where you'll live in these communal living areas because there's this housing shortage that's been created by the replacement migration. And then you'll be forced to live in these environments. They're already doing that. They're using the quarantine camps in Australia that were built during the time of COVID for dissidents now to assist with the housing shortage, sticking all these people. They want to put them all in to the camps. That's what they'll be used for now. Later they'll be used for dissent, and you can mark my words. But this protest that happened over the weekend, there's an article that's just come out, and I've sent it to the team if they want to bring it up. The article is essentially saying that our Prime Minister and Peter Dutton have lashed dangerous and evil Nazi protests. So I'm just going to read some of this article for you. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and opposition leader Peter Dutton have both blasted evil Nazi sympathisers after a rally in Melbourne on the weekend. He said, this is Albanese, our Prime Minister, right-wing extremism was the most significant threat facing Australia, and said that the time for tolerance of these matters has long gone, and people should have a look at the consequences that their hatred, of that hatred, and theirs was an ideology of hate. The reason that he's saying this is because people have come for an anti-immigration rally. We have this housing shortage where people are being told that they can go and live in quarantine camps because they have nowhere else to live. And we're bringing in, according to leaked government documents, on top of the already post-World War II levels of migration, another 700,000, over 700,000 by next year. Why are we bringing in all these people when we already have this housing shortage? And so, of course, people are going to protest, but they're being referred to as neo-Nazis. Why are they being referred to as neo-Nazis? We've never had a problem with Nazis in Australia. This has never been a thing. You don't see people walking around doing the salute. It's not something that Australians do. We're very mild-mannered people. So why do we suddenly have this problem with Nazis turning up at every rally? It happened at a transgender rally recently. Not a transgender, sorry. Let me rephrase that. A women's rights rally that was defending women and women's spaces against men dressed as women pretending to be women coming in, because we should be protecting women. That's what equality and all of these, you know, women's rights groups are about, aren't they? So people were rallying in support of women's rights, and all of a sudden it was gatecrashed by transgender people with purple hair and Nazis. And what are Nazis doing there? And of course, they're not real Nazis. These are the same types of infiltrators that we see in the United States every time there's, you know, Antifa turns up at a rally. This is the same thing. These people are clearly feds. I can't prove it, but the markers are all there. Michael Yon was just talking about it. So out of nowhere, you have a women's rights rally, you have these trans people anti-protesters coming and saying, no, we deserve to, you know, dress up as whatever we want and invade your private spaces, and then Nazis turn up. It's just the most bizarre thing, and this is what's happened as well at this anti-immigration rally. And so this is why they're saying now we have this Nazi problem in Australia and we need to eradicate. And then they're equating anyone that's a right-leaning person or a right-thinking person as an extremist and a Nazi. So today, everyone, according to the Australian government, you and I, because we think the right way, we are Nazis. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue with this right after this short break.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. and we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. Right there on your screen, you were just seeing the ZMedia.com website. Last week, we interviewed a gentleman named Aaron Lechon who went to a court here in Australia, and the magistrate said to him, he asked her because she was they were sort of butting heads, and he said to her, "Am I your property, Your Majesty, Your Honour?" Sorry, she said, "Yes. You are, actually." She actually said, "You are my property." Really, really astounding event. We've got the court papers in that report. I just wonder how widespread is this thinking? You know, was this a one-off, or are we going to see more and more government officials, officially coming out there and just openly stating, "You are our property"? It's amazing to me. But just back on this Nazi nonsense. So Biden is saying the biggest threat to the United States is white supremacy, because how dare you speak out about illegal immigrants coming into your country and taking over your country and being conditioned for a UBI and becoming essentially useless as the government wants them to be, not because they want to be useless. You know, some of them will rise above that, but the government wants these people to be useless. And I gave the example before through our welfare system that has been weaponized to keep people in a welfare state, a welfare society. You know, our taxes are so incredibly high in this country, and, you know, a huge portion of that goes towards long-term unemployed people who are not interested in getting a job. And the government allows to have every excuse under the sun to not keep a to not get a job. And I'm telling you that as someone who worked in the industry, getting people, trying to get people off welfare. But, you know, they go on to say there's no place in Australia for this sort of, for the sorts of demonstrations that we've seen now on a number of occasions here in Melbourne, with people paying tribute to Nazism and evil doctrine that resulted in the mass murder of people on the basis of their religion, on the basis of who they were, on the basis of their sexual preference. You can find some information, and whether you believe it or not, there are records that because homosexuality was not legal at the time of World War II in Germany, that there were homosexuals that were taken to these camps. Now, I'm not for the persecution of homosexuals. What I'm telling you is, the government is drawing comparisons between anyone who dares to speak out against the lack of safety of women by these men dressing as women who will never be a woman. It's not biologically possible. I don't care who I offend by saying that. These people are not safe, and anyone who dares to speak out against that is being labeled a right-wing extremist Nazi. A long time ago, we, you know, on this very broadcast, I spoke about the fact that these, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, they're calling anyone who disagrees with them an extremist, a terrorist. And this is prevalent in Australia. You know, 60 Minutes did a hit piece following this tragedy in Weambla in Queensland, which, again, has so many questions, more questions raised than answers in that 60 Minutes report. And they just so happened to feature me on that report about domestic terrorism. Why? Because I'm not scared of you, because I tell the truth, because nothing you can do can shake me, because I can't be bought or paid for. What a terrorist. It's disgraceful. But what is their solution to this? Well, you would recall that some time ago, they wanted to bring in the Ministry of Truth to the United States, you know, very Orwellian, and they picked an absolute clown to represent this new Ministry of Truth. And it was going to be one person deciding for the country what was truth and what wasn't. That was promptly shut down, and Biden's been trying to relaunch it since, and Bill S-686 will definitely assist in that. But here in Australia, we have the world's first e-safety commissioner that's been appointed. Her name is Julie Inman Grant. If the team could pull up the clip of Julie Inman Grant, actually the first clip, Zero Time, Julie Inman Grant. This is from our last week's show, Zero Time, where we actually discuss this person. Julie Inman Grant is Australia's e-safety commissioner. According to the eSafety.gov.au website, Julie leads the world's first government regulatory agency committed to keeping its citizens safer online. According to eSafety.gov.au, Julie spent two decades working in senior public policy and safety roles in the tech industry at Microsoft, Twitter, and Adobe, and her career began in Washington, D.C. Need we say more? Oh, but there is more to say. Julie also serves on the World Economic Forum's Global Coalition for Digital Safety and on their XR Ecosystem Governance Steering Committee on Building and Defining the Metaverse. Under her leadership, eSafety has joined forces with the White House Gender Policy Council and Government of Denmark on the Global Partnership for Action on Gender-Based Harassment and Abuse. Gender abuse certainly sounds like you'd have an interest in protecting women getting smashed by men. Apparently not. The commissioner was recently named one of Australia's most influential women by the Australian Financial Review and a leading Australian in foreign affairs by the Sydney Morning Herald. In 2020, the World Economic Forum and Apolitical appointed the commissioner as one of the Agile 50, the world's most influential leaders, revolutionising government. All right, so there are multiple problems with so much of what we read out in that report. But I guess first and foremost, anyone aligned with the World Economic Forum, and this ties into, you know, the entire Twitter conversation that's happening now about Elon's decision for a new CEO, Linda Yaccarino, who is, you know, a proud WEF puppet, essentially, and we don't want to judge her too early, a lot of people are saying, and I somewhat agree with that, but I also don't, because anyone that comes, that has any form of association with the WEF and is in agreement with anything that they say, and really anyone that was pro-vax and pro-mask and hasn't come out now and said, hey, I was wrong, is a danger to society. The World Economic Forum is a terrorist organization. They are indoctrinating people to go in and turn against their own citizens. That's terrorism. To turn against your own citizens is domestic terrorism. Let's flip this around on them. We're not the domestic terrorists. The ones who are facilitating an open border for an invasion. The ones who are facilitating drag queen story time to sexualize our children in line with the United Nations satanic agenda. That is harming your own citizens. You are turning against your own people. That's the real domestic terrorism. And where does that thinking come from? It comes from the World Economic Forum. So anyone that comes from this organization is a danger to society. I am fully convinced of that. No one will convince me otherwise. And if you think that that's too much of a stretch, let me ask every single person that's listening to this, would you ever go to the World Economic Forum to just check it out and see if you want to be a part of this club? No, you wouldn't, because these people are insane. Nothing that they stand for is for the betterment of humanity. It is for complete control and the destruction of humanity. They stand for depopulation. They stand for silencing speech. They stand for having sex with children. This is what the United Nations and the World Economic Forum and the WHO and any one of these people stand for. Would you ever go and be part of them just to be part of the conversation? Can you change these people's minds? Are you going to be more influential than Satan in their lives because that's who they worship? Now, again, I won't judge too early, but I'm putting this out there because I have never seen one normal human being come out of the Young Global Leaders Program or anything to do with the World Economic Forum. And this is why I'm telling you about this e-safety commissioner in Australia, who we'll go on to talk about in a minute. It's relevant to everyone because they're going to implement this one arbiter of truth in every country. They already tried it in the United States, failed once. You can rest and be sure that they will try again. We'll keep going right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Imagine life without InfoWars. Imagine life without independent media being able to give you the truth, to tell you what's really going on in this world. Imagine only having the propaganda media, like in 1984, just spewing lies, spewing lies. Imagine all you heard was lies. It would be absolute hell on earth. The truth is such a precious, precious thing that we have. So please, I'm asking everyone that's listening and watching this, do support InfoWars. Go and get a product. Go and get a t-shirt today. It is so, so vital to keep broadcasts like this on the air. Now, I want to go back to this e-safety commissioner, because it is really coming to every single country. They're trying it here in Australia first. It says here, you know, she's joined forces, or e-safety has joined forces with the White House Gender Policy Council and Government of Denmark on the global partnership for action on gender-based harassment and abuse. Now, first of all, the White House Gender Policy Council, we're talking about the White House that literally hired a diversity hire, Sam Brinton, just because he has a mustache and dresses like a woman, with very limited experience as their nuclear waste expert, and he's a baggage thief. So we're using the White House here as, you know, to back up Julie's credentials. The White House that employs the luggage thief just because he's trans. I mean, you know what I mean? Do I need to spell it out any clearer for everyone? But this e-safety they talk about, action on gender-based harassment and abuse. So, you know, all these people are now worried about Julian McGrant. What are you going to be doing to police speech? Well, if the team can pull up the video of Julian McGrant, it's called Julian McGrant WEF. Take a look at this and what she has to say about policing speech.
It's important to point out that we're not policing the internet for harmful material, that we actually rely on citizens to collect evidence to report to the platform first and then report to us if seriously harmful content isn't taken down. So we were really set up as a safety net when some of this falls through the cracks. We're not seeking to become the content moderators ourselves. You know, we believe that the platforms build the digital roads. They also need to erect the digital guardrails and the safety guardrails and be, you know, applying the virtual seatbelts.
Applying the virtual seatbelts. And, of course, it won't be the one arbiter of truth coming after you. You know, she's not policing it. E-safety's not policing it. They're just going to enforce social media platforms to police it. Except when you look at the e-safety report and some of our online safety laws, that's absolutely not the case. And we actually have an example of the flexing of their powers that's already occurred. There was an activist in Australia who spoke out. She's from an organization that works to protect children from the pedophile agenda that lies underneath the trans agenda, and protect women as well, because she believes in protecting women. That's a great thing, isn't it? That's what all these people believe in, all these people that are working on gender equality. We want to protect women. Okay, how about we protect them from being smashed in women's sports, because that's exactly what happened. In February, this particular activist that I'm talking about, who we can't even talk about because there's a court order not to talk about this situation, and who was involved, Julie Inman Grant, who's not personally policing social media, apparently. So this activist spoke about this dude that previously was a viral YouTuber that said, if you're not sexually attracted to trans people, you're transphobic, who, as far as I'm aware, isn't a professional footballer, decided overnight to join women's football, injured three women on the field, one to the point of hospitalization. So this activist spoke up about it and said, this is so wrong. These women are in danger. We need to protect women in women's sports. Men are physically, regardless of how you dress up and what hormones you take, you have a higher bone density, more muscle mass. I don't need to list all of the advantages that biological men will always have over biological women, no matter what, how they butcher their bodies and how many dresses they put on. And so one of these women ended up in hospital. So this activist spoke up about it. Julie Inman Grant herself, according to reports, has gone after this one woman who's talking about women being abused physically by men in women's sports. So they say they're not personally policing. They say that it's just about, you know, strengthening online safety. And then they come after these people. So now this activist who lives, I think, over, if I'm not mistaken, at least 200 kilometers away from this dude posing as a woman in sports, she's been given an apprehended violence order. She can't go near him. She doesn't live anywhere near him, never called for any violence against him. She's been issued with an apprehended violence order because she's spoken about the risks to these women on the field. And Julian McGrath, according to reports, was personally responsible for shutting down this woman's social media. Hey, if I disappear off social media, you know where to look. So, you know, she over 47,000 followers on Facebook. And again, according to reports, this one person, this one arbiter of truth, Julie Inman Grant, was responsible for taking down this activist from Facebook. So that brings us to the new Twitter CEO. You know, you see people like Julie aligned with the WEF and the thinking that they have. And the Twitter files showed us just how far, you know, the left will go. That's just people that are indoctrinated by the thing of the day. What about people that have been through years of indoctrination by the WEF? What about people that have sat in their meetings and participated in the discussions about the future and hacking the human brain and making sure that we address extremism and gender equality. Let me tell you, as a woman, I have never felt more attacked than I do now by all these men claiming that they're women and diminishing what it is to be a woman just because, what, they got some plastic surgery and, you know, they're flaunting their chest. I mean, now they're not even doing that. They're coming out with, you know, beards, these big, burly dudes with beards saying, I'm a woman. It is so offensive. I have never been under so much attack as a woman than I am today. But there's no logic with these people. And so they're coming after anyone who dares to speak sense. So I am very concerned about this WEF-aligned Twitter CEO, as should everyone be. Everyone should be. So I just really quickly want to touch on this e-safety strategy. You know, they're supposed to protect people from online harms that depict sexual exploitation of children. And I referenced this United Nations report in conjunction with the International Commission of Jurists, which calls for decriminalizing sex with minors. It actually does. And it says that sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual, in fact, if not in law. And it talks about letting persons under the age of 18 make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct. This is endorsed by the United Nations. The report is called the 8 March Principles for a Human Rights-Based Approach to Criminal Law, Prescribing Conduct Associated with Sex, Reproduction, Drug Use, HIV, Homelessness, and Poverty. So my question was, okay, these arbiters of truth, are they coming out and saying, hey, guys, we need to exit the United Nations and anyone associated with them because they're calling about, you know, making old men having sex with your children legal now? Have any of them said this? No, they haven't. Because they want this. They want this depravity. And anyone who's been through the WEF Global Leader Training will want this depravity because they're depraved maniacs. So this, you know, this e-safety report talks about keeping people safe from things that they find harmful or offensive. And in today's snowflake society, everyone finds something harmful or offensive. No one can even take a joke these days. So you can see this report calls for what they call regulation of illegal and restricted content, no matter where it's hosted. We're almost out of time today. So I encourage everyone to go back and look at our latest Zero Time report. It's on zmedia.com. It's also on Band. It details all of this, and the reason why it's important to every country is because it's coming to you. Ireland's just passed similar laws. Online Safety Act in Australia, C-11 in Canada, Bill 6, S-686 in the United States, digital safety in the EU. Every single country is operating in lockstep right now to silence this very broadcast, to silence this very conversation. Which is why your support of independent media is so important. Share this information everywhere. Thank you for joining me today. It's been an honor to be here with you. God bless.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.